From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today's question, how can I make my PowerPoint presentations more effective? Well, when people ask me about PowerPoint, which I use in some of my teaching, I like to quote Vint Cerf. He was one of the pioneers of the internet. And Cerf said, "Power corrupts, and PowerPoint corrupts absolutely." Now, what does he mean by that? Well, you know what he means if you've been locked in a room with a really dull PowerPoint presentation. To me, PowerPoint can be used well or poorly, and when it's poorly done, it's like taking people and forcing them into a tour bus, not telling them where they're going to go, or how long it's going to take to get there, or what they should look for on the way, while they just listen to a driver drone on and on as the tour goes on. You don't want that. So here are some tips for having an effective PowerPoint presentation. First of all, remember that it shouldn't be a teleprompter. No PowerPoint ought to be something from which you read lots and lots and lots of words. Why? Because the people in your audience can read those same words. Why should they have to see them, read them, and hear you read them at the same time? Instead, minimize the amount of words you use, and instead, use images, big, colorful, inspirational, interesting, to set the mood. But don't have anything on the screen conflict with what you are saying. Now, this is important. When the words you are saying conflict with what is on the screen being projected, what's on the screen always wins. If you don't believe me, try an experiment. Take a newspaper. Hold it up to a friend in front of your face. Ask your friend not to read what's on that paper while you talk to the friend. Believe me, they can't not read. And when they're reading, they're not listening to what you are saying. So here's another don't. Don't use special effects because you think they spice up the presentation. You know, having words zoom in or assemble and dance around. I mean, if you know that you're talking about dance and you want just for fun to have a word dance, that's something else. But you don't look more sophisticated when you add special effects. They, in fact, can be a distraction. So ask yourself, why should this effect be used? What would that effect symbolize, other than dizziness of your audience, right? But that leads to a do. Every now and then, there's a simple effect that's helpful, like having a series of words reveal on a screen. So let's say you had four main points you wanted to make, like feed the dog, water the plants, take out the garbage, and do your homework. If you wanted to present those four as a list, you could use the appear effect and have them come up on the screen one at a time after the other as you read them. That helps people pay attention to what you're focused on, not everything at one time. But if you're going to say a lot about each of four points like that on a screen, read the list and then build a follow-up slide for each point so you can elaborate on one isolated point. But having said that, don't overload your PowerPoint with charts and graphs unless you plan to provide a copy of your presentation to people. Because even if you make those charts easy to read, they're hard to remember. Now do build what I call relief slides. Those are some nice, undistracting background images on maybe even the title of your presentation, and you put those in the presentation at spots that you know people are likely to ask you questions. Now, why is that important? Because it's a neutral background. You're not putting a background behind you of one topic while people are asking you questions that are going afield of that topic. And you should know pretty well about when questions come into your presentation, and then you can have that nice backdrop slide that's so very clean. Here's a don't. Don't overbuild a PowerPoint. You'll end up rushing through and you'll end up boring your audience. Now, here's my last tip, and it's really important. Do always have a plan B. Technology can fail us. You need to know your subject well enough that if there were a tech meltdown, you would still be a commanding presenter with no PowerPoint at all. That means you should practice doing your PowerPoint presentation with no PowerPoint. Practice telling your story. You'll be surprised at the confidence that kind of practice and that kind of knowledge will give you. Remember, as I always tell public speakers, command comes from comfort. We have comfort in our knowledge, not in what's on the PowerPoint screen. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.